The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Right, let me tell you about our competition this week, because it's pretty exciting, say the least. 9th of February, that's the date, the 9th of February 1995, that's when Riverdance, the show, premiered at the Point Theatre in Dublin. And this was obviously the 7-minute Eurovision interval act performance, which had wowed TV audiences across the world, then became a full-length stage show, and from there headed out on an adventure that would see it tour the globe and achieve worldwide acclaim. So it's a great thing for Ireland to see the flag flying so well in an artistic sense all over the world, and it's now coming back home to celebrate 25 years with 5 performances from the 6th to the 9th of February at the 3 Arena. And you could be at the gala night exactly 25 years to the day. That's the 9th of Feb in the 3 Arena. Not only the Daily winner will go into a draw then for a trip to New York, New York, to see Riverdance 25 at Radio City Music Hall on Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. So that's only weeks away, really. And that prize includes return flights from Dublin to New York on Monday, the 9th of March, and returning from New York to Dublin on Thursday, the 12th of March. 3 overnights then in a double room at the Sheraton Manhattan Times Square Hotel. If you want to take part, you just have to try and answer as many questions as possible in a minute. How about that? And you can text 51551 or call us, even better, 1850 715 900.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, massive reaction to that interview, and we might get to some of it tomorrow, but time only permits us to get stuck into our competition now, which we're very happy about. Krista Hamilton, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Monaghan.
Oh, lovely. And you are doing what up there for a living? You're working? Are you not working? You're loitering with intent?
No, I'm working away. I am the director of Monaghan Youth Theatre.
Even better, you've got jazz hands.
I've got jazz hands.
You've got jazz hands.
Well, now I can't sing to say I don't. Thankfully, I don't teach them to sing. No,
that's
that wouldn't
okay.
be good.
Okay, well, let's try and see if we can get you a trip to New York.
But
either way, everyone's going to the gala performance in the 3 Arena of Riverdance 25. But here we go. You've got a minute. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Go.
Your time. Your time.
I'm nervous.
Starts. I know. We're all nervous. Your time starts now. Let's go. Which country hosted the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest?
Ireland.
Correct. This song was a hit in the summer of 1995. Can you name the singer? Any idea, Krista?
Seal.
It's a correct answer. Well done. This actor made his name in Greece, but he missed out on a Best Actor award for Pulp Fiction. Can you name him?
Dr. Volta.
Correct answer. Who was the President of Ireland in 1995?
Mary Robinson.
It's correct. Which Scottish war drama directed by Mel Gibson won 5 Academy
Awards?
Yes! Can you name the well-known American celebrity accused of murder whose trial took place in 1995?
O.J. Simpson.
Correct. Phil Coulter was commissioned to write the anthem for the RFU. Can you name it?
No.
Ireland's Call. Which much-loved and hilariously funny priest arrived on TV screens in 1995? Is correct. Named a band that headlined Slane Castle in 1995, its lead singer being Michael Stipe.
R.E.M.
Is correct. Born in 1995, this model's parents are Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger. Can you name her?
It's a weird name. Ireland.
God, well done. You plucked that out of the bag. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's a massive score. You did brilliant, Krista. Okay, hold the line there. We have to go to Joe Cawley. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing?
What part of the world are you from, Joe?
Well, County Mayo.
All right, then. You've got a tough gig ahead of you, but let's go for it, okay?
Is there any point, Ryan, but
there's
I'm here?
There's every point. We must look to the stars and reach as high.
Thank you. Let's do it, Joe.
Okay, your time starts now. This actor was a guest on The Late Late Show in 1995. His real name was Leonard Nimoy, but what was the name of the character he played in Star Trek?
Dr. Spock.
Is it Mr. Spock? We'll take that. Can you name the French former footballer turned actor who shocked football after he kung fu kicked a Crystal Palace fan in 1995 for taunting him? Is correct. In 1995, a deadly nerve gas was released into a Tokyo subway. Can you name the gas?
Sarin.
Is correct. What was the name? Most popular name for baby boys born in 1995? Was it Jack Shawn? Actually, it was Connor. Teenagers all over the UK and beyond cried when this cheeky chappy quit Take That in 95. Can you name him?
Robbie Williams.
Correct. Name the band who released their single Wonderwall in 95.
Oasis.
Correct. This popular manager of the Republic of Ireland football team resigned in 95. Name him.
Jack Charlton.
Correct. What was the most popular name for baby girls born in 95? Was it Aoife, Ciara or Sarah?
Ciara.
Is not right. Sarah. Who won the Eurovision the year Riverdance was performed?
Don't know.
Paul Harrington and Charlie McGettigan. Watermelon was the first book published in 1995 by this Irish author who became hugely successful. Can you name her?
No.
Marion Keyes. Austin Richard Post is an American singer, rapper and songwriter born on the 4th of July 1995. Who is he better known as?
Austin Richard Post. I don't know.
It's Post Malone, is it? So yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you know what? A hugely respectable score, but unfortunately you're up against it with Krista.
Joe, the,
not at all, but the good news is that you will be making your way across the country, over the Shannon and into the Liffey and beyond to the Three Arena to watch. Well, hopefully not into the Liffey, that would be a bit smelly. But certainly heading towards the Three Arena to watch Riverdance 25. So you're going to the Gala
night. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you're happy you with
very
that?
Much. Very happy with that. And thank you.
Not at all. Back to the Monaghan Youth Theatre, director of everything, Krista Hamilton. You played a blinder there, Krista. You are not only you're going to the Gala, which is great, but you're also in the draw for New York.
Oh my God. I'm just so happy I didn't embarrass myself.
Far from it. You excelled.
You just made my day, Ryan Tuberty. Thank you.
Not at all. It's our pleasure. You played a blinder, so okay.
So what do I do now?
What you do now is you hold on to the side of your seat until Friday morning and we'll see what happens with the draw.
Okay.
So look after yourself and thanks so much for your time today. Well done, Krista. Phew. We'll take a break.